This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 83 Biography of Nathaniel Moran, the Representative from Texas. General Information. Nathaniel Moran is a prominent figure in Texas politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 1st Congressional District. He was born on March 1, 1974, in Tyler, Texas, which is also part of the district he represents. Moran is affiliated with the Republican Party, aligning with conservative values and policies. His political career has been marked by a commitment to conservative principles, focusing on issues like economic freedom, limited government, and traditional values. He has been recognized for his efforts in promoting small businesses, reducing government overreach, and advocating for constitutional rights. Early life and education. Nathaniel Moran was raised in Tyler, Texas, where he developed a strong sense of community and public service from a young age. His parents, both educators, instilled in him the importance of education and civic responsibility. Moran attended Tyler Junior College before transferring to the University of Texas at Tyler, where he earned a Bachelor of Business Administration degree. His academic journey did not stop there. He pursued further education at the University of Texas School of Law, obtaining his Juris Doctor degree. During his time in law school, Moran was active in various legal societies and student organizations, which helped shape his understanding of law and governance. His educational background provided him with a solid foundation in both business and legal principles, which would later influence his political career. Early career. After completing his legal education, Moran returned to Tyler to practice law. He initially worked at a local law firm, focusing on business law, which allowed him to gain first-hand experience with the economic issues facing small businesses in East Texas. In 2003, Moran was appointed as the Smith County Criminal District Attorney, a position he held for several years. During his tenure, he was known for his tough stance on crime and his efforts to streamline the judicial process, making it more efficient and fair. His legal career was not just about prosecution. Moran also engaged in community service, often providing pro bono legal services to those in need. This blend of legal practice and community involvement helped him build a reputation as a dedicated public servant. Election history. Nathaniel Moran's entry into politics was marked by his election to the Tyler City Council in 2014. His campaign focused on economic development, public safety, and infrastructure improvements, resonating well with local voters. In 2018, Moran ran for the Texas House of Representatives for District 5, winning the seat with a significant margin. His time in the state legislature was characterized by his advocacy for business-friendly policies and his opposition to what he viewed as excessive government regulation. His most significant political achievement came in 2022 when he won the election for the U.S. House of Representatives for Texas's 1st District. He defeated his Democratic opponent in a district that has been a Republican stronghold, reflecting his alignment with the district's conservative base. Political stances. Nathaniel Moran is a staunch conservative, advocating for policies that reflect his belief in limited government intervention in both economic and personal life. He supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that this stimulates economic growth and job creation. On healthcare, Moran has expressed concerns about government-run systems, favoring market-driven solutions that he believes offer more choice and innovation. He has been critical of the Affordable Care Act, pushing for reforms that would reduce federal oversight. In terms of social issues, Moran holds traditional views, opposing abortion and supporting gun rights. He has been a vocal proponent of the Second Amendment, often citing the need for citizens to protect themselves and their property. Regarding immigration, Moran supports stricter border control measures and has criticized policies that he believes encourage illegal immigration. He advocates for a merit-based immigration system that prioritizes skills and contributions to the U.S. economy. His environmental policy leans towards deregulation, arguing that environmental protection should not come at the expense of economic development. He supports energy independence through the expansion of domestic oil and gas production, while also acknowledging the need for sustainable practices. Nathaniel Moran, the representative for Texas's 1st Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community he serves. Having been born and raised in East Texas, Moran understands the unique challenges and values of the region, which resonates with local voters who appreciate a representative with local ties. His background in law and public service further bolsters his appeal. Before entering Congress, Moran served as the Smith County Judge, where he was known for his commitment to fiscal responsibility and community development. This experience has translated into a legislative approach that focuses on reducing government waste, promoting economic growth, and ensuring that federal policies reflect the needs of his district. Moran's political stance aligns closely with conservative values, which are prevalent in his district. He advocates for limited government intervention, strong support for the Second Amendment, and policies that protect life from conception. These positions not only reflect the sentiments of many in his district but also ensure that he remains a steadfast voice for their values in Washington. Another key factor in Moran's support is his engagement with his constituents. He is known for his accessibility, often participating in town halls, community events, and maintaining an open line of communication through various platforms. This level of engagement makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of trust and loyalty towards him. On the economic front, Moran's efforts to support small businesses and reduce regulatory burdens have been well received. His initiatives aim to create an environment where local businesses can thrive, which is crucial in a district where small businesses form the backbone of the economy. His push for tax reforms and his opposition to what he perceives as overreaching federal regulations resonate with business owners and workers alike. Moreover, Moran's commitment to education and infrastructure development has been a significant draw for voters. He has been vocal about the need for better educational opportunities and has supported legislation aimed at improving school choice and vocational training, which are seen as pathways to economic mobility in his district. His advocacy for infrastructure projects, particularly those enhancing rural connectivity, addresses long-standing issues of accessibility and development. Lastly, his approach to national security and border issues strikes a chord with many in Texas, where border security is a top concern. Moran supports robust border security measures and has been critical of policies that he believes undermine national sovereignty. This stance not only appeals to those directly affected by border issues but also to those who prioritize national security as a fundamental aspect of governance. In summary, Nathaniel Moran's support stems from his local roots, his alignment with conservative values, his active community engagement, and his legislative focus on economic, educational, and security issues pertinent to Texas's 1st District. These elements combine to make him a representative who not only understands but also effectively advocates for the interests of his constituents. Nathaniel Moran, the representative for Texas's 1st Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on healthcare reform. Many constituents feel that Moran's policies do not adequately address the pressing issues of healthcare accessibility and affordability. His opposition to expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act has been particularly divisive, as many in his district see this as a missed opportunity to provide health coverage to low-income families. Supporters of broader healthcare access argue that his resistance to government-funded health programs leaves many without necessary medical services, which in turn affects the overall health and economic stability of the community. Another area where Moran has drawn criticism is his environmental policies. Texas, being a state with significant oil and gas industries, often sees environmental regulations as a threat to economic growth. However, Moran's support for deregulation and his skepticism towards climate change initiatives have alienated environmentally conscious voters. These voters are concerned about the long-term implications of such policies, including increased pollution and the exacerbation of climate change effects, which could have dire consequences for Texas's natural resources and future generations. Education is another critical issue where Moran's positions have not resonated well with all constituents. His advocacy for school choice and voucher systems has been met with resistance from those who believe public education should be the priority. Critics argue that diverting funds from public schools to private institutions could undermine the quality of education for the majority of students who rely on public schooling. Furthermore, his opposition to certain federal education funding programs has led to concerns about the adequacy of educational resources in less affluent areas of his district. On the topic of immigration, Moran's hardline stance has also contributed to his lack of support. Texas has a significant immigrant population, and policies that are perceived as anti-immigrant can alienate a large segment of the electorate. His support for stringent border security measures and his opposition to pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants have been criticized for lacking compassion and understanding of the complex socioeconomic factors driving immigration. This has led to a divide, with many feeling that his policies do not reflect the inclusive values they wish to see represented in Congress. Lastly, Moran's approach to economic policies, particularly his support for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, has been a point of contention. While some see this as a way to stimulate economic growth, others view it as exacerbating income inequality. Constituents who are struggling with economic disparities feel that these policies favor the rich at the expense of the middle and working classes, leading to a sense of neglect and frustration among those who do not see direct benefits from such economic strategies. In summary, Nathaniel Moran's legislative priorities and policy stances on healthcare, environment, education, immigration, and economic issues have not aligned with the expectations and needs of a significant portion of his constituents, leading to a lack of support for his representation. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.